But he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh. He'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Hi, this is Miss Curly. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Why, even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, you'll want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their premiere episode of Bigger and Better. Let's listen in as Emma Lou and Bert talk about magnifying. I think I see a magnifying glass in Bert's hand.
I hate math. I hate math. I hate math. Ugh. There. Now that I have that out of my system, maybe I can get some studying done.
Hi, sis.
Bert, what are you doing in my room? Get out!
I just thought you would like to be the first to know. I've decided to turn over a whole new leaf. I'm going to do just what the pastor said in his sermon this morning.
It looks like my brother.
What?
Ooh, it smells like my brother.
Hey, wait a minute.
But it sure doesn't sound like my brother. Maybe there is something to those reports about alien body snatchers after all.
Very funny. But no matter what you say, I've decided that the pastor is right. I need to start magnifying the Lord everywhere I go.
I'm sorry, Bert. I didn't realize you were serious.
I sure am. See, I've got my magnifying glass right here.
Now that sounds more like my brother. Bert, that's not what it means to magnify the Lord.
It's not? Then what does it mean?
Well, to magnify the Lord means to, well, let me think a minute.
Wow, I never noticed what big ears you have.
Bert!
And check out the size of that schnoz.
All the better to smell you with.
And though Mom told you not to wear skis in the house, what big feet you have!
That's it!
Sorry, sis. I was just kidding.
No. Don't you see? That's the answer!
Sis, you lost me.
Think. Think a minute, Bert. What does the magnifying glass do?
Well, it makes everything look really neat, kind of bigger and better than when you look at things with your own eyes.
That's right. And what happens when we magnify the Lord?
He gets bigger and better.
Right. When we magnify the Lord, other people can see God in a bigger and better way. Our friends will know what God is like by seeing the good things in our lives.
So when our family goes to church, we are magnifying God?
Right!
And when you sing a special song in the service, is that magnifying God too?
Sure. And when you go to Mr. Simmons' house to play checkers with him, when you could be playing ball with your friends, that's magnifying the Lord too. I guess you're okay, an okay brother sometimes.
Yeah, and you're a pretty smart sister. Well, I'll let you get back to your studying.
Oh, yeah. My studying.
Hey, sis, I've got an idea. You could use my magnifying glass to make your math homework bigger and better.
Bert, the last thing I want is for my homework to get any bigger.
Well, it sounds like Bert learned what magnify means, thanks to his sister. Right, everyone? The Bible says in Psalm 34:3, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. In other words, to magnify the Lord means to make him bigger and better. Wow, I learned something new today too. And speaking of making the Lord bigger and better, let's take a commercial break with Howard Rose and hear something that is very important to everyone. Howard?
This is Howard Rose taking Stock Report, the latest economic news to guide you on your journey from Wall Street to the Golden Streets. Earthly treasures are continuing to decline in value. Most brokers are encouraging their clients to acquire more eternal stocks at this time. Investing in treasures in heaven stock may not let you see much gain here on earth, but their market value in the hereafter is going through the roof. Helping others, giving to the poor, visiting the widows and those in prison. You won't find these featured in Wall Street Journal or the Fortune 500, but they're big accounts where it matters most. And believe me, God is one broker who keeps very good books. Again, this is Howard Rose with Taking Stock Report, reminding you that you take stock in your life daily. You are not investing in eternal treasures, but just might want to rethink your portfolio.
Thank you, Howard. That was great advice. And I just realized that we magnify the Lord when we are helping others, or giving to the poor, or visiting the widows, or even those in prison. You know something, everyone? When we spend too much time watching television, it can become so important that it becomes an idol. And idols compete for your devotion and time when God should be first. We forget about magnifying Him. Well, just listen to what Emma Lou and Bert discovered.
What you doing, Bert?
I ain't doing nothing.
You mean you aren't doing anything?
That's what I said.
Well, if you aren't doing anything, then turn off the TV. It's 8 o'clock and time to read your Bible.
I can't do that now. I'm watching Spy Smasher.
You just said you weren't doing anything.
I can't miss Spy Smasher. The evil Dr. Salamander has captured Spy Smasher and covered him with peanut butter and sunflower seeds and then hung him upside down like a giant bird feeder.
Oh, brother.
Spy Smasher has to find a way to escape using only a paperclip, a shoelace, and a jar of black olives.
Bert, last week in church, you made a commitment to spend time reading your Bible every night at precisely 8 p.m., and you haven't done that a single night since. And besides, you said you were going to turn over a new leaf and magnify the Lord.
Well, Monday night the football game was on. Tuesday night I had to watch Space Trek.
What do you mean you had to watch Space Trek?
It was for my science homework.
And what about last night?
Well, last night was the 8-hour Leave It to Go for marathon. I couldn't miss that. Hey, look, I knew Spy Smasher would escape. It's a good thing he had that jar of black olives.
Bert, I think you've got a big problem with the second commandment.
The second commandment? Which one is that?
Thou shalt not make any graven images. In other words, no idols. And when you have idols, you are not magnifying the Lord.
Emma Lou, I think you're mixed up. I'm not making any idols.
Oh, no? You've made TV your idol.
Now I know you're mixed up, sis. Having an idol is when people pray to rocks and trees and little statues.
TV can be an idol, too. Anything that becomes more important to you than God can be an idol.
Hey, I still go to church. Even though it means missing the fantastic football pregame extravaganza, I can't really be expected to read the Bible every day. I mean, that's a Sunday thing. Well, it's a Sunday morning thing. Football is a Sunday thing.
Oh, no. Now you're making football an idol, too. Have you forgotten about magnifying the Lord?
What are you talking about?
Devotion to God isn't just a Sunday morning thing. It's everyday thing.
Gee, I didn't know that being a Christian meant I'd have to give up watching TV.
Oh, you don't have to give up watching TV. But think about it. How many minutes a day do you spend watching TV?
I don't know if I can even count that high.
Now, how many minutes do you spend with God, praying and reading His Word?
Well,
Don't you think that God deserves at least the same or some of your time every day?
I guess so.
I don't know about you, but I don't ever want anything to be more important than God.
You've got a good point there, sis. Hand me that remote control. I'm turning this thing off until I'm done with my Bible study.
Here you are.
Emma Lou?
Yeah?
Where's the off button on this thing?
It's right there.
Oh, thanks. It's been so long, I forgot where it was. Oh, my. I hope I don't forget how to magnify the Lord, too.
Wow. Bert has learned so much today. And how about you? Do you remember what it means to magnify the Lord? Are you spending time reading your Bible and praying every day? I'm glad I listened in today to hear Emma Lou and Bert share. I have really learned so much. Thanks for joining us on our premiere episode of The Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully, you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with Him, like when we get company. And the only way we can walk with Him is to walk by faith and not by sight. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible and hiding God's Word in your heart and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to make a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing, how you've trusted Him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you can draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids, Inc. in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, PA. That's Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God bless you. Oh, and special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his song, God Makes Things Grow. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids, Inc., that's INC, Post Office Box 23, Watsontown, PA, that's Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids. Remember, with a Z. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., each Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time in the U.S.
Comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing.